You're listening to SBS News.
Nearly 850,000 vaccinations have been administered in Australia since the rollout began last month. New South Wales is leading the state vaccination drive with over 126,000 doses administered, and Victoria has administered 116,000. Commonwealth authorities have delivered over 387,000 injections up until last Friday. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says domestic supply will accelerate the pace of the rollout over coming weeks.
So as the supply, which determines the rollout, has come on board, given the great, enormous global competition, the fact that we have this domestic supply is fundamental, and the CSL supply has now come online, and that's seen our GPs deliver over 275,000 vaccinations, and that's set to increase again significantly during the course of this week.
The number of GPs and special clinics providing the jabs will double to over 3,000 over the coming week. New South Wales will open 36 new state-run clinics to help administer phase one and two of the rollout. The federal government has been criticised for falling short of its March target to have 4 million Australians vaccinated with one shot. 83% missed out. Labor's health spokesperson Mark Butler says Mr Hunt needs to be more transparent about the vaccination timeline.
The states have made very good progress in vaccinating their own frontline health workers and others within their jurisdiction, but the Commonwealth has made a mess of its responsibilities to vaccinate the most vulnerable people in our community, residents of aged care facilities, and the hundreds of thousands of people who work so hard caring for them. We need to know what the new target dates are for this vaccine rollout. Clearly, the ones that Scott Morrison gave Australians have fallen by the wayside.
The government maintains Australia is not in the same so-called state of mad panic as the US and the UK to distribute the vaccine. Mr Hunt says large distribution by individual states has always been part of the plan.
We welcome all of the states and territories setting up large vaccination centres. That has always been part of the plan. It was included in the national partnership agreements as an option, and New South Wales is now activating it. Other states have also indicated that.
The Therapeutic Goods Administration and the Australian Technical Advisory Group on Immunisation has recommended no change or pause to the vaccine rollout. The bodies say there is no definitive evidence at this stage to establish a causal link between the AstraZeneca vaccine and a Melbourne man in his 40s who was hospitalised with a rare blood clotting disorder. Melbourne GP Mukesh Haikerwal says a handful of patients had put their vaccine bookings on hold until the TGA's decision over the weekend. He says side effects from vaccines need to be investigated.
And if there's a problem, sort it. And if there's no problem, we're clear about the fact that this is a very small number of cases in Britain, you know, one in 600,000. That, yes, you need to be wary of it, but it's very, very rare. So the message is, please get vaccinated. Please be aware that there's always side effects and to report them. But we are reporting these in good faith up front, so we're not hiding anything. And it's really important we get the good information and our own authorities will guide us.
The Australian Technical Advisory Group on Immunisation is also urging patients to be on alert for potential side effects from the vaccine, such as severe and persistent headaches appearing between days 4 and 20 after the vaccination. Meanwhile, the number of COVID-19 cases in Queensland has subsided, with the state reporting no new local infections. Authorities say that is a good sign after two COVID clusters, sourced to the Princess Alexandra Hospital, triggered a three-day lockdown. Queensland Health Minister Yvette Dath says a dedicated coronavirus ward may help reduce the risk of another outbreak.
We're looking at the moment, other options of having a single area in one hospital where we can bring COVID patients instead of spreading them over different hospitals in Brisbane. We believe that will reduce the risk and help with our resources as far as our health workers and making sure that it's only health workers who are vaccinated also working with their staff.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Julia Carcatzel, SBS News.